Good evening, this is Reverend Buckford. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight's theme is Strap-On Cruise Missiles Part 2. And we have a lot of goodies lined up, some listener input, and a ton of tunes. Going to start off with Philly band called Scram. This is called Imagine.
Oh, Okay, let's roll. Let's rock and roll.
You get nothing back for all you say. Just eternity in a spacious grave. Nothing is true. Yeah.
got no choice but to minarets, the wailing voice, and vaguely Celtic music fills the air. We choose the foreigner to hate, and Iraq gets more irate. We really know nothing about them, and no one cares.
Yeah, baby, you know it's all mine. We don't care. I'm really so mine. Thank you.
You are hearing Dinner is Ruined doing Funk Asylum, and before that, Bionic did a political song for Danko Jones to sing, and Bare Naked Ladies did Sell, 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 all three of these tracks from the GAS CD. GAS CD stands for Governments Accountable to Society and Citizens Equals Democracy. And that's online at gascd.com. Before Bare Naked Ladies, you heard May Pang doing Nothing Is True. Husker Du did a Donovan cover called Sunshine Superman. And then In a Freeland, Bow Wow Wow did I Want Candy. And Scram did Imagine. This is Reverend Buckburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on every Sunday night live at RadioVolta.org. And relay broadcast live at atheistnetwork.com. And at the latter, you can hear the shows repeated throughout the week. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays in the mornings and evenings, and Sunday morning early, back to back with the hour of Slack. And these times are East Coast time, USA, as well as broadcasted on two independent radio stations in Washington State, one in Olympia, and one in Seattle. Tonight's theme is Strap-On Cruise Missiles Part 2. And there's a lot of good music, and we'll follow up the first one next week. I'm not sure if I'm doing the show or not, but the next show I will do will be a response to the saturation of bullshit that will be subjected to people via the corporate media, otherwise known as Bush ass lickers, pertaining to the second anniversary of September 11th. So the next show, in either 1 or 2 weeks, probably two, will be themed 9/11, 2 years later, nation still clueless. The next themed show after that is Cooking with Paul Hill, and that will be dedicated to those fallen by American Christian terrorism at abortion clinics, who will be unacknowledged this week when we hear a lot of bullshit rhetoric about terrorism. And it will also be festive. It'll be suitable for computer area dancing. And we will talk about the Reverend's special fetus sauce for the cooking ritual of the body of Paul Hill. We're trying to retrieve it from the state of Florida, and we will acknowledge and deal with that Bin Laden clone extensively on Cooking with Paul Hill. And at some point in September, probably at the end, if she still does it, live guest Diane Fornbacher from the Drug Policy Forum Tri-State and her female comedian friend. Other live guests who will possibly blow through town. And after that, I don't know. The Reverend's next live appearance is next Saturday night, and it is at the African Globe Studio in Newark, New Jersey, at 1028 Broad Street, Newark, New Jersey. It will be the farewell ever show of Hopeless Dregs of Humanity, anarchist punk from North New Jersey, the toxic state, as well as the CD release party of anti-war folk singer David Rovix and other acts, including Saviors of the Underworld, a hip-hop band, Mahina Movement, Poetry, Art, and Soul, straight out of Brooklyn, and another punk band called Chainsaw Little Kids, DJing by DJ Real Eyes and MC'd by Reverend Buckburn. This is next Saturday night, doors at 6, $10 to get in. They have the place booked for the entire evening. Information care of their record label, Ever Reviled Records, at everreviledrecords.com. It doesn't look like Renee Bryant is going to be a live guest because her band, All or Nothing HC, is playing pretty much every single night on their current North American tour. You can check it out at ontherag.net. They're going to play in this area at a new location called Sound Waves, which is in Reading, Pennsylvania, Friday night, September 12th. Again, you can go to ontherag.net. And we're most likely not going to get Renee Bryant as a live guest. So the next show, either in a week or two after these great gigs of next weekend, will again be 9/11, 2 years later, Nation Still Clueless, and we will prevent the bozos from rewriting history and giving it a spin to push the obvious agenda of the village idiot whose illegal regime came about by a Supreme Court coup. There's a ton of music, there's a lot of requests, and there's requests for old classics and home-brewed stuff. I'm going to get to as much of it as possible. I feel a little funny about playing the same songs two shows in a row, and I'm not likely to do that. I will play some of the same bands that people go crazy over, and I brought another jam song, so I will play some of that, but I'm not going to repeat any of the songs from part one of Strap-On Cruise Missiles. There's occasional technical difficulties, and I heard there were some last week. If you're at RadioVolta.org or AtheistNetwork.com and there's a problem and you're outside the Washington State area, simply go to the other stream. If you're at AN, the show will abruptly end at 11 o'clock Eastern Time USA, and you won't catch any overtime, which will only be at RadioVolta.org. As far as I know, all systems are go on every stream and outlet that carries the show, so tonight, that's a moot point. And for the September 11th show, I got some great spoken word material. I got some new releases from AlternativeTentacles.com, including an incredible writer, speaker, activist from India, Arunhante Roy, and we'll hear a track from her spoken word CD that just came out, as well as a track or two from Jim Hightower's People Are Revolting, and I mean that in the very best sense of the word, spoken word CD, and we will counter the bullshit and the meaningless speeches and the cluelessness and the continued refusal to acknowledge American Christian terrorists. And later on, we're going to talk about the execution of anti-abortion murderer Paul Hill, the recent threats, the total lack of security yesterday at the clinics, and the cluelessness of the fatherland security buffoons. What's in the mailbag? What isn't in the mailbag? One person is giving me a lot of shit for supporting Mary Carey for governor of California, which I'm doing half seriously. And I don't even know how I feel about the recall, because it seems like this guy is a bozo, but he is taking the fall also for the failed Bush economics. But in terms of her ideas and in terms of her being cool and communicating with the Reverend and her porn for pistols point on her platform, which is one of the basis of tonight's theme, we're just expanding it to greater psychopaths instead of small-time street hoods. We're going to apply that to the ultimate sick fucks of the continent, the war makers of America, and civilian massacrists, and people who are 10 times more sick than any street thug, mental patient, or prisoner could ever dream of becoming. So we're going to implement some of her ideas, and I think it's a cool campaign. It's certainly better than that idiot actor who's far worse than his Sperminator characters. And if you want to check out Mary Carey, she's online at MaryCareyForGovernor.com. And she has an outstanding invitation to be a live guest on the show. However, she does not plan to leave the state until the end of the campaign. Do I see her as a victim or somebody exploited by the adult entertainment industry? My answer is no. I think that's a load of shit. I think that she, like people I've met, like Nina Hartley and Annie Sprinkle, and a number of entertainers and people who work on the Dr. Susan Block show, that she makes life choices that some people don't like or approve of or can't possibly see in any other light except, oh, she must have been starving, or oh, she must have been abused, or whatever. And that may be the case with a few select individuals, but it's not reality. It's people's illusions when they don't like something and they have to write it off and explain it away in some bullshit bozo manner and rewrite history tailored to their ideologies and agendas. Plus, I think most adult entertainers, as well as dancers and the like, have, to a degree, a sense of exhibitionism and making a conscious choice to do that. I think it's just an easy way to explain it, especially later when you fall in love or go into some great conversion of any kind, as, oh, I only did it because I wanted the money. I do not see Mary Carey as a victim, and in fact she seems more well-adjusted than the vast majority of her critics, or the critics of Extreme Associates or anybody else. And we'll deal with that Extreme Associates arrest and trial also later. In the mailbag is somebody claiming that Arnold Schwarzenegger got egged this week. If you know anything about this, please tell the Reverend immediately so we can dedicate songs or even an entire show to the person or group who did that. Arnold egged in California. Somebody emailed this week. And please let me know. And if you want to write to me for that or to get the notoriously long playlist, the last one of which is late but still coming, where to give feedback, ideas, suggestions, stuff you want to see on the show, or write for any reason, or even an entertaining hate letter, write to me, Rev Bookburn, care of Quayle, it's in Dan Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quayle at sjcdc.org, and at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic fundamentalist or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. Let's see. Interesting thing about Arnold is that Pat Robertson, speaking of the Taliban types, actually endorsed this guy, which outraged Pat Buchanan, a fellow theocrat, much to the amusement of the Reverend. We have a quote about Pat Robertson, but I'm going to save that till later, depending on how I do with time. And Pat's brother, in pushing a Bin Laden-type agenda, Reverend Jerry Falwell, has been trying to suppress a book he wrote in 1979, just before he got famous, and it's a lot of Christian supremacist and we need a holy dictatorship to replace democracy kind of rhetoric, and it's so extreme, even he wants to suppress it, and it's rare, it's hard to find. If you find it, please write to me immediately. It's entitled America Can Be Saved, published by, well, this sounds like it's published by a porn company, Sword of the Lord. I can't wait to get that video. Published by Sword of the Lord. Hey, baby. Check out the Sword of the Lord. And he had a falling out with them also, so they're kind of exposing him as somebody who did write the book. I think he denied writing it or denied that it appeared as he wrote it and on. But please tell me if you find a copy of that. And look for the Sword of the Lord. I am already sick of talking. However, I want to give a plug immediately. I'm going to talk about the Dr. Susan Block show and her latest show and her greatness a little later. However, she wrote a new editorial about the Ashcroft and Justice Department's raid and arrest of an adult video company entitled Extreme Associates, which has me enraged, and I don't condone everything that comes out of Extreme Associates. However, I am outraged by the arrest and the trial, and I'm even more pissed off that that's what Ayatollah Ashcroft and all his fellow goons are preoccupying themselves with Extreme Associates and ignoring the anti-abortion terrorists who are responding to the execution of anti-abortion terrorist Paul Hill this past Wednesday with rhetoric that is absolutely identical with Al-Qaeda. Holy war, punish the whole nation, blood, guts, shooting, and threatening clinics, doctors, staffs, clinic defenders, once again, and no response. Dr. Susie wrote an editorial about the Extreme Associates prosecution that goes right up to John Ashcroft of the Justice Department, called Extreme Ashcroft, at her website, drsusanblock.com, drsusanblock.com. What's New Editorials and Terror Journals, and it's the latest one. The Reverend has a response to it that's already on her Patriots Letters page, and there's a link on the same page as the editorial, Extreme Ashcroft. All right, let's play a song, if I even have one up there. And we will deal with listeners' responses, and some are pretty funny, and some even I don't want to air. For what should these sick fucking people do to supplant their murderous, civilian massacring, kill troops and foreign civilians for oil policies and practices, and convert that to humane and positive energy and compassionate and hot and erotic energies? So this is a much bigger task than what we were up against before. This is bigger than the Peace and Healing for the Heartbroken shows. This is even bigger than the Rehab for Pedophile pre-shows, and conceivably even bigger than the Deprogram America show after September 11th. This is big because these are the sickest motherfuckers in the world and the most powerful, but we're going to try to do it, and we're going to do some of your ideas, although some are just a little too heavy. And I don't like mean stuff when it comes to the proper usage of pleasure toys, because it wouldn't be done to these assholes. It would be done, like, to their wives or husbands or both or whoever. And they're already going through enough. They're married to the sickest, abusive-minded cretins on the planet. So I don't know about this mean stuff with the toys. But anyway, we'll get into that later. First, we're going to go back to the first wave of punk. This is the Vapors doing Turning Japanese.
Turning Japanese. quote from 1948. A very influential Romanian philosopher, E.M. Ciron, he thought that man simply secretes disaster. He said that we were all doomed to corrupted forms of wisdom. We were all invalids of duration, victims of time, that weakness which appalls as much as it appeals to us. When I speak in tongues of these times, I speak of a time of grand confusion and anxiety where we're all searching frantically for something, for anything to link us to chance, to fate, to destiny. Is this our fucking destiny, man? Chance comes from night. It returns to night. If this is our destiny, I feel as if I'm suspended between the vast void of an unknowable darkness. You know, and I admit it, I'm fucking confused by the calculus of possibility. And I know that soon we'll probably all be orphaned by the storm. We'll all be orphans of the storm. Orphans of the storm. And you know that the earth, it never misses an absence. The earth never misses an absence. The earth won't miss you. The earth won't miss you, but I miss you, and you're right in fucking front of me. I'll miss you. You know, I understand the condition of loss. I've been surrounded by it my whole fucking life, man. The condition of loss is the movement of growth. Partial loss, long distance loss. It's just a means of dying while still surviving, and we're all fucking dying. And I always knew, and I always thought, and I can't believe that we're still fucking here now because we might not have much time left. How much more time could we have left? Haven't we used up the fucking clock? Dirty bombs, radiation, nuclear warheads, smallpox, anthrax, biochemical retribution as revenge for spiritual bankruptcy. We might not have much time left. How much more of this can we fucking take? End it all already. Just fucking end it. Just stop. Just stop. You might not have much time. You better fucking be aware of your clock. You better look at the watch. You better watch your every fucking moment, because you might not have much left. I don't care if you have 40 fucking years left. Do you think that's a long fucking time? It isn't. It isn't. Time is like one long second suspended. It's suspended animation. Take another breath, you might just disappear. And what I don't understand is in this times a fucking war, endless war, the war that's a contagion, it's a virus, it circles around the globe and never goes away, same as it ever was, same as it ever was. Why we haven't all become incredible fucking hedonists? Where's the hedonism? When are they going to start making better drugs? I'm sick of the fucking drugs they have here. More drugs, more sex, more alcohol, more hedonism, more passion, more passion. Where's the fucking passion gone? You know, you gotta neuter yourself so you don't go insane. You gotta neuter yourself down and keep yourself down so you don't go fucking nuts. You know, with whatever passion and cruel lucidity I can bring to bear, look, I always wanted life to be naked, and it doesn't get more naked than this. I always wanted ecstasy. And for 5 minutes, I thought I fucking found it. 5 minutes of ecstasy. Most people don't even get that in a fucking lifetime. Whatever ecstasy you can find, you better embrace it. You better devour it. Gluttonize on it. Grab your pleasure. Pigs, all of you, become it. True to your real nature. You know, I call my fate the desert. And I assume that everyone wants this arid mystery. I'm where I assume everyone else wants to fucking be. In this desert, I assume they miss. Life began in the desert. And now death is being sent forth from the desert. Same as it ever was. Same as it ever was.
soldier in the land where I was born, and I live just like that. And I'm always on the run. And though you may be stronger now, my time will come around.
Trump. talking about nuclear war. They're talking about nuclear war. Mutations, radiation, mutation, radiation. If they push that button, if they push that button, if they push that button, radiation, mutations, radiation, mutations, man's radiation. Talking about nuclear war. Talking about nuclear war. Fire! Melting! People! If they push that button, it's gonna blast you so high, up in the sky. You can kiss your ass goodbye. Farewell. Goodbye, ass. It's a motherfucker. Don't you know? 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 They push that button. They push that button. They push that button. You can kiss your ass. Goodbye, goodbye. 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 Goodbye. Goodbye.
The military aid and training in the 1990s, it increased further. The military aid and training is going to go up again because it hasn't been yet successful, hasn't been completely successful. In the 1990s, Colombia moved to first rank among the terrorist states of Latin America. There were two reasons for that. One is that its own atrocities against its own population were in fact increasing. But the other reason is kind of like Turkey. The terrorist activities in the other countries had more or less succeeded, and therefore they were able to decline. In the 1980s, a couple hundred thousand people were massacred in Central America. There were probably millions of refugees and vast destruction, huge atrocities, all organized and directed and armed and by the United States, and it more or less worked. So the place is now quieter, kind of like southeastern Turkey. Although there's a residue, the Jesuits in El Salvador, the surviving ones, many of them were murdered. But the ones who survived had a conference a couple of years ago in which they described what they reviewed the situation of the last 10 or 20 years of atrocities and pointed out that what remains is what they called a culture of terror in which people's aspirations are domesticated with regard to alternatives different from those of the powerful. In other words, you lose hope. You know, you get murdered and tortured and beaten enough, you essentially give up, and your aspirations are domesticated. Here that's called peace, democracy, human rights, demonstration of our nobility, and so on and so forth. In Colombia, we haven't reached that happy stage yet, so it's necessary to move on with the punishment, to escalate the punishment until we can succeed in achieving a culture of terror in which aspirations are domesticated. Nobody should have any problems thinking of domestic analogs right here, incidentally.
You just heard the Farts doing Injustice. Before that, Noam Chomsky did Pacification. Both tracks from Apocalypse Always compilation from AlternativeTentacles.com. Before that, Yola Tango did Nuclear War from the Peace Not War CD. And hello, people from England, speaking of the Peace Not War CD. Planetard and friends, and a big shout out to everybody who listens to this in a different time zone and at very odd hours. England, Belgium, Amsterdam, France, and Australia. Before Yola Tango, you heard Quicksilver do What About Me. Lydia Lunch did Destiny, and that's from a brand new CD entitled In Our Time of Dying. You can check her out at lydialunch.org. And started off with the Vapors doing Turning Japanese. This is Reverend Bookburn. Show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight's theme is Strap On Cruise Missiles Part 2. And we were talking last week about redirecting the murderous, the greed, the environmentally destructive energies of the sickest people in this nation, the people who govern it, the people who make war, the people who believe civilian death in very large numbers is perfectly acceptable when it comes to corporate and oil interests, as well as the sacrifice of troops. And we want to redirect their destructive and deadly energies, and we want to heal and cure their sickness and move them in a humane, warm, compassionate, and hot direction. Hence, our advocacy for them to begin using strap-on cruise missiles, as well as any other kinds of dildos and pleasure toys, and maybe those pleasure beads that you see cultists outside women's clinics holding up in the air, and things like that. And I'm going to speak directly to them for a moment, so please be patient. I know normally I like to speak to everybody who listens, including all the haters. But since you people reportedly watch and listen and monitor all alternative voices and countercultures and underground scenes and what have you, and especially alternative media. I'm hoping that you did hear the last show and tonight's show, and I'm hoping that you are using these ideas. I hope you followed the instructions and recommend a treatment plan from last week. I hope you are making progress, and I hope that this is continuing tonight. I hope you are determined to, even if it's for the first time ever in your life, to please your partner, starting with a very good, lengthy, longer than the male and theocratic 10-second massage, a full massage, as well as full pleasing. And Dr. Susie can help you. Go to drsusanblock.com and get help in that regard. You can get some sacred pleasure toys. They'll probably make you feel better if it's a sacred pleasure toy. And I'm clergy, so I kind of have a responsibility to promote this stuff. Go to Divine Interventions, divine-interventions.com. And you can order an assortment of fine products, including the Jesus Jackhammer dildo, the baby Jesus butt plug, and all kinds of items of great fun. And this stuff is even better than the stuff you can get at, like, friends' product sales parties. This is the real deal. And your spouse or lover or whoever will just love it. So I hope you're making progress. I'm not going to even say some of the things listeners said in during the week, including kind of not nice things to do with them. I'm going to say, when you use these things on whoever, or even just yourself, I say be tender with it. I say use lubrication with these toys while you're in the process of making yourself functional again. And I believe all abusers have functioning problems. So, you are kind of breaking the cycle of abuse. You are breaking the pattern of strictly following your peer group and the norms that they set upon you. And you are pleasing yourself as well as pleasing your partners and utilizing these toys. And to break you in gently, we thought, not only the Divine Interventions products, but also things like military hardware, things like cruise missiles, and stuff that's all phallic-shaped anyway, which is interesting unto itself, and work your way into a positive, humane, loving, sensuous, and sex-positive human being. We're going to try to make you human again. So, and you can write to me too. You don't have to just watch or spy or surveil or whatever. You can write to me or to Dr. Susie. I know it's okay with her. Or Dark Lady at darklady.com. Any of us will help you in this process. Okay? Let's see. In the mailbag, why haven't you played the Lenny Bruce track? The reason is because it is all one track, and I was going to play roughly 20 minutes of it, and I wanted to do it before the AN stream cuts off, which cuts off promptly at 11 o'clock, and I wanted to get all 20 minutes of it in. It's an old show from, I think, 1968 of Lenny Bruce and his brand of comedy. And there was a lot of good church and state stuff, and I wanted to get that at least that full segment of it when every stream is going, and I will do it, but not tonight because I brought a ton of shit, and I probably won't even get to bring it all into playing. A couple of plugs. There's some new Pedophile Priest cartoons at Slate, which is at MSN. And, oh, this handwriting. There is a free service to share and exchange books at bookcrossing.com. And I don't know if I'm going to get into this, maybe later on, but a group of abusive, probably sexually dysfunctional psychopaths, commonly referred to as the Philadelphia Police Department, have been seriously harassing late-night clubs, especially the ones where bands play live. And there's a guy who writes for Philadelphia City Paper, a free weekly in this area, named Sean O'Neill, who was arrested recently outside the Transit Club while he and his partner were passing out flyers for another music show that was happening on another night. And you can get his story by email from me if you want, and if there's time, I'll get into it a little later. Write to me, Quail, at sjcdc.org if you want this. And Sean O'Neill arrested for handing out flyers outside the Transit Club in beautiful, humane, human rights and constitution respecting Philadelphia. We have an asshole of the week and a runner-up to asshole of the week, but that will be later. Last night on the Dr. Susan Block Show, fetish model and dancer Delilah, as well as recording artist Vanessa, who sings such hits as Who Do I Have to Blow and other, I imagine, record industry-related material. That's what it sounds like. That is on Shows Past, and there's pictures of that already at the Radio Susie link at drsusanblock.com. And if you only see her as a sexologist, if you ignore her political editorials and her brilliant analysis of any number of subjects in a box under what's new called terror journals, that is to become as narrow as Dickless Cheney and his fellow war criminals. So I hope you're checking this stuff out at your leisure. A Bin Laden clone from Florida named Paul Hill was put to sleep this week, last Wednesday. Paul Hill murdered a doctor who performed abortions in Pensacola, Florida, as well as his escort, and wounding the escort's wife, also an escort, for the doctor in July 1994. He was convicted of both murders, plus the attempted murder, and sentenced to death. And that was implemented last Wednesday. The reaction to the Al-Qaeda clones, although that's not really fair to Al-Qaeda because these people came first. So actually, Al-Qaeda is like the missionaries to the unborn and the Army of God clones and wannabes. But these people have been issuing their rhetoric, which is identical to Al-Qaeda's, about holy war and jihad and punish this nation and kill and slash and bomb and kill and all of that. So it's red alert, and it's a real one. It's not these bullshit alerts from Ayatollah Asscraft, who's probably watching Extreme Associates videos when he issues these dumbass warnings, like right before the war and right before the last election. This is real red alert at the clinics. And there's even a pro-violence eulogy from Reverend Murch from Full Quiver Mission Ministries. I'm not making that up. Full Quiver Mission. I think they might be friends with Sword of the Lord. Full Quiver Mission. Bruce Murch has written a eulogy for fallen hero Paul Hill, an anti-abortion terrorist. So, let me say right now, again, I said it last week, but I'm saying it again. Thank you, Front Lines, Clinic Defenders. Thank you, researchers and BARF, Biblical America Resistance Front, or BARF.org. Thank you, Bill Baird and Joni Scott, Pro-Choice League, ProChoiceLeague.com. Thank you, Northeast Philadelphia Clinic Defense. Thank you, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition. Thank you, Baycor in the San Francisco Bay Area. Thank you, Maggot Punks in the Midwest. And young people who are friends with the youngsters in the Maggot Punks, be sure to thank them. Give them a hug. Give them a cup of coffee, a drink, anything. If there's a little bit of tension, make peace with them. Anything can happen to any of these people because the people who are pretending to be anti-terrorism, the people who are going to make bullshit speech after bullshit speech on the anniversary of September 11th, the fatherland security goons, the Bush regime, the rogue Bush regime who did September 11th times 20 elsewhere in the world in terms of civilian death, all of these people have not responded in the slightest. And yesterday at clinics all over the nation, no security, not even just, not only the federal marshal thing, but no police, no nothing. It's a non-issue. It is terrorism that is allowable in the minds of these asswipes. So, thank the front lines and keep your eyes open on what's going on in this realm. And don't let the anti-choice rhetoric fool you. A lot of anti-choice people who pretend to oppose the violence of the Army of God, Missionaries to the Unborn, Pro-Life Virginia, and countless other groups have been whining and mourning their friend Paul Hill being executed, including Bruce Murch, who used to pretend to oppose the violence of his contemporaries, Neil Horsley of the Christian Gallery and Nuremberg Hit List, and, of course, the ultimate liar and hypocrite, Mark Crutcher from Life Dynamics, all mourning their loss of their cherished terrorist, Paul Hill. And we're going to deal with this with a full show, two shows from now, when we do Cooking with Paul Hill. Got an interesting quote from James Dean, thanks to Lisa Bouchel. Dream as if you'll live forever. Live as if you'll die today. And that leads me to a hilarious Coffee Goddess story. The Reverend's much cherished Coffee Goddesses this morning were absolutely a scream. And one of them never heard of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. So this wasn't funny to them, but at Silk City Lounge in Philadelphia for September 10th, they are promising an act called Cosby Pills, Hash, and Guns. Come and see DJs Kill Cosby, Thieving Pills, Grandma Hash, and BB Guns. September 10th at Silk City Lounge, 5th and City Gardens. Bar opens at 7 p.m. That is absolutely fucking hilarious. And another Coffee Goddess did hear of these guys. And the original Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Yeah, they're still good. And had a funny story about how when she worked in a record store that sold concert tickets, she said it was 5 minutes more to wait. And all these, quote, fat rednecks are banging on the glass, screaming, "We want our Crosby, Stills, Nash concert tickets." Which goes to show that however cool somebody's lyrics may have been long ago, when the corporate entertainment industry and the corporate media is the sole provider of everything from music scenes to news, even something that once meant something like rock and roll, like the 60s, like any of the underground scenes, can just turn into another mindless source for consumers. But that story did crack me up, and thank you, Coffee Goddesses, for that. And yes, the Reverend Bookburn curse did strike their workplace, resulting in the purging of one of the evil male masters who was loudly and verbally hostile and screaming to the sacred Coffee Goddesses. Oh, this is hilarious. This is from the post office. A pamphlet from Homeland Security preparing makes sense. I think that's also a contraception thing. But preparing makes sense. Get ready now. Make an emergency supply kit. Make a family communications plan. Be informed. Remain calm. Oh, and here's something from Secretary Tom Ridge from U.S. Department of Homeland Security, from the Fatherland Security. Terrorism forces us to make a choice. We can be afraid or we can be ready. Or we can be fucking clueless and ignore the people who have made very recent and very real terrorist threats. Thank you, Tommy, for this delightful pamphlet. So far, anti-abortion terrorism has been limited to two acts: bomb threats at an abortion clinic in Gainesville, Florida, and somebody send me details if you know about this. There was a fire set at a clinic at Eastside, Indiana. And if I get more news about this woman, you will hear about it, and if there's a way to support her, I will pass that on to you and help out with this myself. Pauline Ramirez, 18, who recently held a press conference in Mexico City this past Thursday, was raped in 1999, impregnated, and denied a legal abortion, and is currently fighting for reparations from the Mexican government. And if there is a way to support her, I will let you know, and I will be in on that myself. There is a new movie about the Weather Underground, a 60s radical group, and it's interesting that that has come out in these post-September 11th times, but that is, in Philadelphia, it's at the Ritz at the Bourse. And it's open nationwide, and it's interesting because the young filmmakers decided that they wanted to deal more with its one component of the actual substance of the 60s, instead of simply the style and the bullshit Time Life version of the 60s. And it's very interesting. It's called The Weather Underground. I haven't seen it yet, but it's on the agenda, and I will give you a review when I do see it. Alright. Plugs later. Although, since we talked about Ayatollah Ashcraft and the Patriot Act, you can get real information about that. I know he's on a bullshit The Public tour to sell the Patriot Act. You can get that from the American Civil Liberties Union at ACLU.org. And if you're not familiar with the Patriot Act, that is a great resource to get it. Alright, way talked out. Time for a song. Let's play an oldie. This is by Lulu. This is entitled To Sir With Love. Lord, make this machine work. It isn't easy, but I
great to see all these girls run up and kiss a 30-year-old fat balding man.
Gotta watch out if you sneeze. Gotta watch out if you sneeze. Yeah, you gotta watch out if you sneeze. For swinging up there in the breeze, you're liable to cough. You might very well fall off and tumble down, flop on your knees, knees. Tumble down, flop on your knees. Stormy winds wail, and the breezes blow high in a gale. There's a curious dropping and flopping and flopping. The fat little baby's just hail, hail. Fat little baby's just hail. And the babies lie there in a pile, and the grown-ups they come after a while. And they always pass by all the babies that cry. Take only babies that smile, smile. Take only babies that smile. Even triplets and twins if they'll smile.
Yeah, like close to the middle.
Okay, that was Mudhoney doing Touch Me, I'm Sick. Before that, Paul Kantner / Jefferson Starship did The Baby Tree from the Blows Against the Empire release. The Dead Milkmen did a live version of Bitchin' Camaro. And Lulu did To Sir With Love. I looked at the time and have just cut out a whole lot of shit. So I'm going to do some final plugs. I will go over time at Radio Volta and the Washington State streams. However, I want to get through all this other stuff, and I'll just tell you who the assholes of the week are, since there are two, and it takes too long to get to dig up those old fart sounds. I'll play one old homebrew thing, and I'll just keep playing them for the next couple shows until you get all of your requested fixes. Wanted to tell you that Paul Krasner's new book is available online at Paul Krasner, Paul K-R-A-S-S-N-E-R, paulkrasner.com, his new book, Magic Mushrooms and Other Highs from Toad Slime to Ecstasy, and it is going to be picked up by a Berkeley publisher, but right now it's available only at his website. And his new column is at newyorkpress.com. Click on Paul Krasner's Zen Bastard column. The book about George W. Numbnuts Bush called Fortunate Son is at softskull.com. And for those of you trying on the strap-on cruise missile to stop being a dangerous psychopath in government and attempting to pursue pleasure and please your partner, check out a book by Dr. Helen Caldicott called Missile Envy. WhiteHouseForSale.org, BushRecall.org, and more funny stuff at WhiteHouse.org. Honoring Reverend Paul Hill and Operation Infinite Purity. The deceased medical marijuana recipient who had muscular sclerosis, Cheryl Miller's memorial project is at CherylDCMemorial.org. The anti-war trading cards, spoken word and music releases, and killer compilations and benefit compilations at AlternativeTentacles.com. And please remember to boycott the corporate scab to Kennedy's. Please send a few bucks to ProChoiceLeague.com. Emergency contraception information at BackupYourBirthControl.com for information on ECP. More great funny stuff at LandoverBaptist.org, including the Alabama Ten Commandments case and Hell House. All right, we already covered the weather film. Sick of all these plugs. All right, here is the assholes, the runner-up to Asshole of the Week, and we're going to play him a track on the next show, on the 9/11 show. Runner-up to Asshole of the Week is David Letterman, who has a guest this week, Tommy Franks, war criminal. That is not supporting the troops. When you have one of the big guns, one of the top guns on your show, and you're licking his asshole, and you have all these stand up and bow and be nice to him kind of response, that earns you an asshole. Actually, supporting the troops would have been to have somebody who has been begging to come home, somebody who refuses to risk death or kill civilians for oil, not having a criminal like Tommy Franks on. So David Letterman is runner-up to Asshole of the Week. And Asshole of the Week is Kerry Dwayne Stevens of Tupelo, Mississippi, who is from the American Family Association under Reverend Donald Wildman, who was caught with child pornography. This guy who wants to criminalize people, not only like extreme associates, but all makers and consumers of adult entertainment, all gay people, all sex positives, as well as contraception and abortion, this moral crusader from the American Family Association, not to mention censorship, is yet another befallen moral crusader. And it isn't even in a healthy scandal, like with another consenting adult, but more like the priests. So, Kerry Duane Stevens of Tupelo, Mississippi, from the American Family Association, you are asshole of the week. All right, a few more tunes while we're on every stream, going overtime at RadioVolta.org. This is Sham 69 doing Unite and Win. That was Sham 69 doing Unite and Win. Going to get in a couple songs before we lose the AN listeners and play you one of the homegrown funnies. The Reverend thanks the following for information, funny emails, assistance for the show, or just plain inspiration to Kenny Amoeba, Lord Jesus, Marlon, the great engineer, Mick O'Brien, Pastor Bader, Working Man, Plantard from the UK, all European and Australian listeners, DJ Cassandra of Radio Volta, the Coffee Goddesses, Mother Therese and the new Coffee Goddess, Lauren, who provided a review of the Weather Underground film, Heidi Helper, Scott Johnston, Diva DeVille, Extreme Associates, Hopeless Dregs of Humanity, Rene Bryant, Paul Krasner, BARF, Biblical America Resistance Front, Pro-Choice League, Northeast Philadelphia Pro-Choice Coalition, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, Baycor in the Bay Area, MaggotPunks at MaggotPunks.com, Kelly, Dr. Susan Block, Melanie from the Dr. Susan Block Show and Elegant Angel Video Company, Mary Carey, Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com, Jennifer Hunter at JenniferHunterConsulting.com, all of Radio Volta for enduring the looting and theft of radio transmitter and other equipment from Satan's sexual partner and community leader, Sister Bay, the two Washington independent media stations that broadcast this show, and anybody I may have forgotten, the Reverend Bookburn support system, friends, coworkers, bookburners everywhere. All right, I'm going to get to the jam later. It's going over time at three of the outlets. First, I'll play the homebrewed thing, Phil Oakes, and then the jam. This goes back to about a year ago. This is a W Theocratic Mix by the great parody maker Mick O'Brien. Play.
He becomes a teetotaler, hasn't had a drink in 14 years, served two successful terms as governor of our second largest state, reads his Bible, prays with his family, and it's all politics.
Cooperation between religious groups and the government.
Anti-abortion groups let Karl Rove know that they ardently oppose giving money to the Population Fund and demanded that President Bush reverse his decision to allocate $34 million.
Reads his Bible, prays with his family, and it's all politics.
And asked later if that may cross the line in terms of the separation of church and state, Bush said his legal advisors told him it would pass constitutional muster.
Might lose my tax-exempt status. But
why shouldn't pastors simply preach the Word of God, trying to save sinners and bring them to everlasting glory with Christ, rather than get into politics? I mean, did Christ say we should build the MX missile or not?
Cooperation between religious groups and the government.
For me, it does mean that partial birth abortion bothers me. Same-sex marriage bothers me. I think those are biblical issues. And I voted for George Bush because I believe he is closest to where I am.
Dr. Pat Robertson is buying an oil refinery.
Well, it was very cheap. That's the story.
All money gained by their fraud.
Might lose my tax-exempt status.
But ACLU's got to take a lot of blame for this. And I know I'll hear from them. But throwing God off successfully with the help of the federal court system, throwing God out of the public square, out of the schools.
Yeah, I think we're equal opportunity vicious occurs, no matter where it comes
from. Anyway, I'm an evangelical. We Baptists call this story a great testimony. A DUI 24 years ago, and then the next year he met and married a sweet Christian girl. And then Billy Graham, he tells, led him to Christ. He becomes a teetotaler, hasn't had a drink in 14 years, served two successful terms as governor of our second largest state, reads his Bible, prays with his family, and it's all politics.
Let us find out. Stay tuned.
This is Jello Biafra, and I've heard the good news. Reverend Bookburn is on The Reverend Is In at RadioVolta.org and InfidelGuy.com.
Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, and fellow citizens.
Place in this world where I'll belong when I'm gone, and I won't know the right from the wrong when I'm gone, and you won't find me singing on this song when I'm gone, so I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. And I won't feel the flowing of the time when I'm gone, All the pleasures of love will not be mine when I'm gone. My pen won't pour a lyric line when I'm gone, so I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. And I won't breathe a bracing air when I'm gone, and I can't even worry about my cares when I'm gone. Won't be asked to do my share when I'm gone, so I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. And I won't be running from the rain when I'm gone, and I can't even suffer from the pain when I'm gone. Can't say who's to praise and who's to blame when I'm gone, so I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. Won't see the golden of the sun when I'm gone, and the evenings and the mornings will be one when I'm gone. Can't be singing louder than the gun.
This is the Atheist Radio Network.